right, man, we'll go do this before the crack house.
Yeah. This one goes out to all my wizards.
Professor from Calarian Community College.
This is worldwide.
You can't beat me, so you wanna be me?
This is Bubby.
Patreon account, donate a dollar,
go check out all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
DM me, man, all them fucking pussy pics.
Yeah, it's all dick pics.
Fuck it, man, send the dick pics to me, man.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Shit, you know why? Because I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you want to be me? Always the innovator.
I'm telling you, man, fucking mini me sex tape, dude.
Nah, bro.
He was pumping away on that body.
But that was, you know, what's funny. It's kind of funny that you said that because today I saw here a picture of him struggling to like pull a turkey, like pick up a turkey.
So imagine him just like being off the ground on the bed or whatever, just fucking her.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
It did, man. They're like little dog like this.
His feet all dangling in the air.
Hey,
and shit.
Midgets get mad pussy, bro. I know.
Yeah, because he usually hung like a fucking horse.
No, they just know their dick looks bigger than their body. This means hung like a horse.
Not proportion, bro.
Hey, fuck you, man.
Because I know Wee Man used to slay, and who's the comedian? Brad something.
Oh, yeah. He's badass, dude. He's funny as fuck.
I'm a fucking slays pussy, too, dude. And it's like, I think it's because women. Like a woman.
Here's the thing with midgets. Their sex drive is fucking unreal.
Yeah.
Well, when you got all that, you know, testosterone packed into such a small package.
The thing is I heard, I had a buddy that was a skater back in the, in junior high. When we went into high school, he used to go to those little people meetups.
Oh, he's a midget?
They had, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Badass fucking skater, too.
Yeah,
full size board. His fucking deck was as big as he is, dude.
That's like us trying to do shit.
This was during the time when Pal was putting out those mini boards, which were half the size, but they looked exactly like you know, a Caballero or a fucking Tony Hawk. Well, he used to tell me when we were in high school. He's like, yeah, once a year we go to these meet and greets with other short people. Mm-hmm. And all it is just a fuck fest.
Yeah, because I bet like the people that are like are I guess little people, they don't like around their, you know, in their towns, there's probably not a lot of them, so they never get to together for a convention. That's like, hey, oh shit, you know, now it's a prime time picking. But I think now with the social media, Tinder, all that shit, I think women want to fuck a midget just to kind of see what
just
it's
say,
like.
Just say
and
they
it's not like,
midget.
And it, yeah, and it's not like what the fuck you can do, like beat her up or rape
there,
her.
There's
a fucking,
hey, there's a fucking, there was a Mexican porn star midget. I think his name was Tavo. He used to have a fucking orange or red fucking mohawk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a couple
Bob, Bob's like going obscure, bro. This is the kind of shitty fucking legend.
Hey, welcome to Chicago War Crack House. Well, we're going to talk about little people and if
fucking,
they're true tripods or not.
I think it is. It's got to be just because of proportion. Just because their bodies are small doesn't mean like their dick is small, you know? And even if their dick was small, it was it'd be
who's
like
bringing up dicks now, man.
Well, no, no, because you're talking about tripods, and I know you ain't talking about cameras.
He's got a point.
Yeah, and so it's just proportion, man. Sometimes I'm glad that I'm tall. You know, being 6'2" like helps you out in life, but
till your big ass man grabs a hold of it and goes, man.
But
I look at a video and it's like, man, why does his look bigger than mine?
But when midget,
because he's truthfully fucking 4'2".
And midgets, when the world looks like it's gonna shit on you and it's so hard to do anything because you're short, at least you got a big dick, dude.
Not just that, man. Like you know what, man? I wish I was a midget. Because if I was feeling down and depressed and shit, man, I look in the mirror and go, damn.
That's an optical illusion, man. That's what it is. Right, parking lot?
Yeah, it's fucking, yeah, it's an optical illusion.
Bro.
That's
hell
all it is.
Yeah, it is. It put me in a Mini Cooper. I look like a fucking shack, dude.
Yeah, pretty
Come
much.
Come on.
All right, man. We're gonna talk about what was the topic we were gonna bring up this week?
I don't know. I think the only thing is bannings.
Yeah,
right?
Probably the biggest thing.
Oh yeah. We got bannings. Bannings, man. There's bannings across the board. A whole buttload
yeah,
of them.
So as you know, WOTC has been putting up a lot of ban restricted announcements lately for the past month, pretty much, with the release of Pioneer. And so we got a couple of Pioneer bannings that we talked about previously.
No, it wasn't banned in Pioneer.
We discussed one.
Well, I like it because Pioneer. They go, oh, we're not going to do the 3 months no more. We're going to do bannings based on because of Pioneer.
Yeah.
But this wasn't 3 months after the original ban.
They're sneaking
and
in.
And now they're sneaking in all the bannings for fucking across the board.
Yep.
Good.
So, okay. So we had a banning today, which nothing happened. But the banning yesterday is, wait, what's today? 19th, right?
Man, today's Wednesday.
But another banning
today's the 20th. It was the 8th. Sorry, we had no banning yesterday, but on the 18th we had the banning that mattered, which everyone theorized what was going to get banned.
Yeah.
Everyone already knew what was going
to
get banned.
We talked about how it was. Oh, excuse me. I have to apologize, man. I thought he wasn't going to get fucking hit because Watsy wanted no sales.
No, I told you he'd get hit. No, because he got hit in the parking lot. Brought up a good point. He got hit and his price went up. So,
that's true.
We'll talk about that in a bit. Yeah. Right. So the man we're talking about, the man, the myth, the soy boy legend, Oko, Thief of Crowns, Mr. Fatso himself, Mr. Food Boy over here, officially got banned.
Not Gilded Goose.
Not Gilded Goose. He got banned in Standard only, so he's a playable empire. He got banned in Standard, and he's also banned in Brawl, but that banning already happened.
Just Standard only, huh?
Yeah, but Brawl was online. He's officially banned.
But the
Brawl,
thing is, his Standard's dead anyway.
Only in paper. You gotta stop saying that. No one believes us. So yeah, so Oko's banned in Standard, which everyone believes is gonna fix Standard. We'll see what happens in the next upcoming GP and Pro Tour PTQ. But along with Oko, two more cars in Standard got banned. We have the car that we thought was going to get banned previously, Once Upon a Time, because it's busted.
It's
the first spell you cast that turn, it's free. Go fetch for a land. So it fixes your mana right out the gate. Otherwise, it's two mana, rampant growth. And then Veil of Summers, which everyone believed was going to get banned anyways because that card's too good.
Is it banned in Standard now, too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah, it's too good.
Piercing the Veil is banned in Standard?
Pierce the veil.
Yeah, pierce the veil.
That's the okay. Bob, do you even know who they are?
Fuck
y'all, okay. I was gonna say Jesus Christ.
Aren't they part of the Screamo fucking nation?
Yeah. Dude, like my world just like froze. Right? I was like, what the?
Our whole gray knows some fucking.
There's a glitch in the Matrix right now, dude. I don't know. Something happened.
Right. Yeah, so
you know something recent? What?
Yeah, Jesus Christ! Yeah, so those are the three cards we got that got hit in Standard. Something got hit in Pioneer. Didn't something get hit in Pioneer?
Nothing. No, Pioneer.
Pioneer was untouched.
That's right. Oka was officially banned in Brawl, period. Not just in on Arena, but now he's just banned in Brawl, period. And then Legacy got a banning finally after the last one. I can't remember which card got banned. But to no one's surprise, or maybe to some people's surprise, Ren and Six got banned.
Ren and Stimpy? Yeah.
Ren and Stimpy got banned.
Rex and Effect, baby.
Rex and Effect, yeah. So Ren and Six is officially banned in Legacy.
You wanted to say Rex and Effect, didn't you, motherfucker?
Yeah, he's it has been destroying Legacy for fucking forever. Since its release, so...
You can officially say they. You can officially say they.
Let's just hope that it goes down in price.
It definitely will.
I hope so.
I think it will.
I need, but then again,
was, not a lot of people play close. Vintage. Vintage is, you know, that...
Well, it was in Legacy. Well, if it's potentially vintage,
or Legacy, but the thing is Legacy's dead.
Yep.
Yeah, bro. Pioneer came and said, fuck out of here, dude.
No, because Modern is the new Legacy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But Legacy is now the new Vintage, so if you want to play Legacy, at least, you know, probably the most powerful card in Legacy since Trunei Nemesis is now out. Like, Trunei Nemesis got dealt with Council's Judgment, which came out in...
Conspiracy.
So it was no longer a threat. Then, of course, Board Wipes became a thing. And then now you have Ren and Six, a Planeswalker, so it doesn't get hit by a lot of things. A 2-drop Planeswalker that gets you land... So already it's busted.
Yeah, but man, you got Ash Trophy.
I mean, you got Ash Trophy, but the problem is Ren 6 gets dropped, and then now it's already plus one you. Like, no matter what, as soon as it comes into play, like, you can't do anything. It's like, cool, plus one, I get my wasteland. Do you want Ash Trophy? Give me a land, and I wasteland your other land
that you have left?
Yeah. Like, it's not worth it. Or otherwise, like, cool, oh, that's a nice Delver you got. Ping it for one. All right, your turn. It's like... You can't do shit. Like, the fuck you supposed to do?
He's the new Jace the Mind Sculptor.
Pretty much.
Banned.
So, yeah, and then Vintage actually got something, surprisingly. Vintage has had its first, like, card hit since, like, a decade.
It's been forever.
So, Narset, the Parter of Veils, the Mono
the
Blue.
The Uncommon. From Morless Bark. Yeah.
Is restricted down to one, not banned, but restricted. So it's
because, man, it's limited
to one.
More, it's guaranteed turn one.
It's guaranteed turn one,
and no, she turns your opponent's fucking.
She turns Ancestral Recall into nothing. She turns Brainstorm into nothing.
Yep.
Literally, it's just like you. The best part of Vintage is everything draws. They're like, nah, shut it down. Like, sorry, you can't. You get to draw one card per turn. That's it. You're done. Like, fuck you.
Well, plus her main ability with
She gets to search for Escanto.
Yeah.
So she digs deep, and then she prevents your opponent from being able to draw multiple cards. So if you wheel and deal your opponent, like, they just lost their entire hand.
Yep.
They try to Brainstorm. They're drawing one, putting two back from their hand, so they're nutting. Bizarre Baghdad actually kind of fizzles a little bit because it loses its actual power because it can only draw you one card, and you have to discard three, so you're not netting as much. So it was just a very powerful card.
Yeah,
getting restricted.
Nasty turn
getting restricted down to getting restricted goes down to one.
Especially in Vintage, you know, Lotus.
Yeah, Lotus, Narset, go.
Yeah,
just
like,
or
like,
do whatever else
no,
you want
like,
to do,
like,
and then go.
Well, because it used to be like, Mox, Lotus, Dak, Faden, Brainstorm, or something like that, or like Time Vault, or something. Like, you used to just be able to, like, cool, my opponent's not playing blue. All right, I'm gonna Dak, Faden, take your Mana Rock. Like, the fuck you supposed to do? And now it's like, cool, I'm going to play Narset, and you get to draw one card in your turn. That's it. And then I play Dak, Fade, and go. And I can take your artifact. I draw a card. You don't, and I get to dig. You're dead. Like, you just fucking died on turn one. Yeah. Like, you can't do anything. Cool, I play Time Vault. Go. Like, you're fucked. So that was it. What day was that for, since you have it up parking
this
lot?
Was
it the 18th? Or
the 18th,
18th
was that banning.
I thought, yeah. So that was the last banning. Like I said, yesterday there was another banning / restricted announcement, but nothing got banned. Nothing got hit. So they're saying, I think the next one's like the 25th or something like that. So they're coming in pretty fast.
Yeah, it's every Monday is Pioneer.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so every Monday.
Dude, the thing is
more better Mondays.
It's every fucking format, man. I'm just waiting.
No, it's fine. Like, okay, so we did bring it up, the whole Oko going up in price thing after the banning. Like, Oko, Thief of Crowns, got banned, and his price stayed the way it was or went up and or
well,
went
no, no,
up.
It's $50 right now.
Looking at
he is $50.
I think like his highest.
Looking
like
at MTG stocks on the 18th, you're talking
fuck stocks.
Well, hey, it's a good reference
point.
What?
Earl Grey says fuck stocks. You used to use that shit like religiously.
Yeah, that's true. Damn, fool.
Market price was at
don't
27
even know you anymore,
bro. No, you never go for market price.
On the
18th. It's never market price.
Or 31.74.
Okay, it's not too bad.
And today, just a few days later, it's up to 41 and change.
Yeah.
If
so,
you go off of TCG right now, mid is fucking like $50.
Yeah.
TCG?
Yeah, so
it's gone up like $10. So
now, so it's not too bad. It's not as bad as Ren 6 when it first came out.
But dude, that card. I'm
jumped,
sorry,
that
man.
Card, like,
let's create a fucking. Let's create a fucking modern only set that can be used in vintage
and
legacy.
And where Ren 6 didn't even go up in price because of modern, it went up because of legacy. Like it tripled
that
in
card
price
was fucking expensive on day one.
Yep. Yeah,
and it never. Bubbled.
No,
it kept going.
Yeah, it kept going. It finally stabilized, and then it was just too expensive.
It was at one point it was hitting over a bill.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like it stabilized like 90
dude,
bucks.
Dude, that was
off
fucking day one, man. The bubble fucking didn't go until like what, like 70, 75 bucks, 76 bucks somewhere around there.
No, I think it averaged at 90, and it was like those who knew how powerful it was try to get it for 100, and those were like, whatever. But yeah, so Oko Thief of Crowns has gone up in price, so he's kind of dropped, I guess you technically can say, but he's also still going back up. Is because Pioneer, WotC's pushing Pioneer so hard right now that Oko, if he can dominate Standard with the limited card pool Standard has, just imagine Standard with an extended card pool.
Yeah,
he has access to everything.
You mean extended?
Yeah, extended. Yeah,
pretty much.
So the fact that he has extended cards all the way back to the first Return to Ravnica, right? So, like, he's got perfect mana. You don't need fetches, but he doesn't care. He's like, cool, yeah, make food, sack it, bust
it,
fuck you, you're dead. And it's like, all right, cool.
I'm dead.
And it's like, cool, I play Imrakul, the Promised One. It's like, all right, you can have my turn, but you can't do anything to Oko. So when it comes back to my turn, I'm going to turn Imrakul into a 3-3 elk with no abilities. And they just sit there like, fuck.
Yep.
You're like, that's a cool smuggler's copter, bro. It'd be a shame if I turn into a 3-3 elk with no abilities.
Like, literally taking a whole format away from him puts it up. I still don't get it. Like,
it's not that. It's
still
just
modern staple.
Yeah,
I mean,
it still dominates. It's still a very effective card in modern. It's all right in legacy now. Now it's kind of like stabilized, especially Renin 6 being gone now. Oko's probably gonna be like one of the baddies, but Mind Sculptor still exists.
He's gonna get hit.
I don't think so, because like that was a fear from Mind Sculptor. It was like Mind Sculptor gets reborn, like you're fucked, and then everyone's like, cool, bring Bloodbraid Elf back, and then Bloodbraid Elf just says fuck Mind Sculptor, and then all fuck on Oko too, because you'll never be able to outrace the 3 damage with this +2 ever. So I think it'll help out, but in terms of Pioneer, because Pioneer being pushed, Pioneer Open is literally modern, but with a limited card pool. But it gives you everything that was great about Standard in the past like decade, because Standard always hits that weird dry spell where it's always like stagnant, but before it hits that point, it's the most lively format.
Yeah.
Like outside of modern, you know, Horizons when it came out and Hogak destroyed everything. Like other than that,
I've been looking at Pioneer decks and it's like, man, I'm going. I don't see any of the mono black murder decks or anything like that. Every time I see a mono black deck, they're always
Devotion.
No, they're budget.
Oh yeah.
They're always Devotion's budget. It's like, man, fucking really? Why are you gonna fucking go budget, man? You have a chance to put all the hot cards, Hand Disruption, the whole nine yards, and nobody's fucking doing it.
There's a lot of aggro in our
There's definitely
like
a lot of aggro.
It's like
you have access
when,
to everything.
When I was grinding, control was the big
blue black control.
That was just what you played. If you were gonna play in a tournament, you played some form of control.
Yeah, of course you
black
did.
Control, red black control.
Nah, hell no. You played blue black control. And you're just like, cool. Turn one Thoughtseize. Turn two Inquisition. Prosperity Thoughtseize. You turn three Nightveil Spectre. You're dead.
Jeez.
Because I just dropped Ashiok on turn 4 or 5. Yeah. You fucking hella dead.
Yeah.
So like when you were grinding, like blue black was the deck. Like it was like, cool. Play Aetherling. You're screwed. Like you can never kill my card because it'll just blink away.
When you on Friday, did you go look around on the Pioneer deck?
No, I didn't. I didn't check it. I was hanging out with the.
Well, guys. You played. How many people were in it?
It was 19, I think.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah,
yeah. But this Friday, man, our local LGS is going to
Commander also.
Commander.
So Commander and Pioneer. Modern, fuck Standard.
Yeah, definitely no, Modern's still going to be played.
Modern's still there, but it's all going to be Pioneer. It's going to be Pioneer, Commander. Anyone who shows up that isn't part of Pioneer crew, going to play Commander.
Nah, I'm going to show up and play fucking 93-94 like I usually do.
Yeah, of course. I know. Pioneer seems kind of lively right now, so that's the only reason why I would potentially... Yeah, yeah. That's the only reason I'd probably potentially jump in.
The problem is it's new, but it's the same fucking decks.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same
format. Someone that had a deck, they built a deck, now net decking the whole nine yards, a billion other people are playing the same deck. There's no fucking... There's not that many... How can I put this? There's not a variety of decks. It's like...
What's new?
Well, no, correction. Hold on. Let me correct your statement. There are a variety of decks. There aren't a variety of powerful decks.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the thing is there's a lot of variety of decks throughout the years that have been fucking... Yeah. I mean, dude, you could build a mono red deck that would smash anything.
But
I don't see it.
Yeah, they're of course not.
I don't see a mono black deck.
There was a red deck.
Not smashing the fucking field. But I'm seeing Soul Tie. I'm seeing fucking everything else.
You remember the days of Siege Rhino, right? How many times did red deck win beat Siege Rhino? Probably like 10%, all right? So like easy if the red deck wins. You're forgetting. You have Return to Ravnica and Khan's back. So you have the Siege Rhino.
But you also have better other card pools from different sets now.
That is true, but mono red has always been really good, and then it slowly dies down because it can never compete anymore. Right now, Pioneer's new, so red deck wins is probably going to take the form like it always does because we've said it before.
I'll be doing red green with fucking Phoenix.
Yeah, you can do red green Phoenix. I think they're trying to bring back a Tarka red because the Tarka's commands are OP as shit. But the problem is, like, cool, that's great and everything. And then what happened happened to Gun Cons? Red deck wins all the shit, then Siege Rhino finally found a home and destroyed the format.
Bro.
The same with fucking and then later on when Dragons came out or whatever, it was like, cool, now Esper Dragons took over everything. And then you have the set. What set came after that? Was it not Theros? It was Innistrad? No. Whatever. It doesn't really matter. Red deck wins always come through. Like black,
I wasn't
white,
fucking playing
black, white vampires or black, white tokens came out and just wrecked everything.
Yeah. And that's another deck I want to put back
together.
Enter,
yeah. Then you enter, the one with the machines. Camera was called
machines.
It's got an ether something, whatever. Ether Revolt. What's the actual
Marvel?
Kaladesh. Oh, yeah. Kaladesh. Yeah, sorry. Kaladesh came out and Red Deck Wins was popular. You had Bomat Courier. You had the fucking red dude who gained power when you had to equip. Like all of a sudden, and then what the fuck came out of that? You had fucking Green Black Delirium came out and just nutted all over everything. Oh, and then you had Mardu Vehicles came out and nutted on everyone else. And then
Mono Red does good and when there is no fixed deck.
Yeah.
It's always that early stage.
Yeah.
It does great.
Mm-hmm.
And then it disappears.
Yeah, people are going to shit on it here in a month or two.
The problem is, too, is like you go all back home, it's like great or whatever. So you get like Bomat Courier, you get Monastery Swift Spear,
Eidolon.
Eidolon, Great Revel.
It's a jank ass 2-1. I ran into two different decks. It was like, it was always fucking a turn one Courier or Swift Spear.
Or you can do like the red like heroic deck, whatever. You target your own dude, and you get like a one.
The red white feather deck.
Yeah, red white feather. So it's like aggro decks always take over the format at first, but then as soon as a combo deck finally finds its fix, or your control deck finally is like, okay, now I just can't lose to red deck. I cover the whole board, or mid range. It's like, cool, I just drop this into this into this into this, and you die because it's exactly like Pod without Pod. Yeah. So I just kill you.
It's cool, man. For me, I like it because I get to see all that from RTR to
now.
When I started, Kaladesh was kind of the thing. So all that stuff that was there, I get to see it now. There's some sick, it was us that were 3-0 going in to the last round. It was me. The mono red guy I played, and then on the other table was a 3-0 elves deck. It was like a black green elves, which is cool. It had like this, it's like a black green elf shaman, I think, that when it comes into play, it drains against counters.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that guy was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, that actually got put into Legacy elves as a win con.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just you ramp up and you play it, and it burns you for how many elves or whatever. And
I saw some pretty cool stuff. It was mostly red shit. Everyone was playing aggro. Yeah. Like it was just like a lot of like Boros and shit like that.
Honestly, if I was going to play Pioneer, I literally just hit up Eric and be like, dude, what's the most busted deck? I'm buying it. I'm building it. I'm whoop ass.
Eric was there. What was he playing? I didn't see what he was playing.
I don't remember, but people were talking about it. Like, oh, you're playing Pioneer? He goes, yeah. And he goes, why? And he goes, because you get to play with busted shit again before it gets banned. He goes, okay. It's like, why? They goes, because they have to play busted shit before it gets banned. Like, if you're going to get into a new format, you always play the most busted deck before it gets banned. Like, Tom Ross admitted it. He was on R&D helping build Hogak, and he literally said, I'd play Infect right now because we have scale-up. But Hogak is the most busted card. And then there was a guy who got interviewed on the last tournament before it got banned, and he goes, yeah, I wanted to play this other deck, but I had to play Hogak. Yeah. And they're like, why? It's because I want to play the most busted deck before it gets banned in the next ban. Yeah. It's like, if I'm going to play a new format, I'm just going to play the most busted deck. I don't give a shit. Like, yeah, I'm going to just fuck
If I want a chance to win, you got to play the busted deck.
Yeah, like, I'm a mono red player at heart. Like, I played mono red throughout the ages, dude. Like, I think I turned to someone with Kadoltha Red back in what set was that? Holy shit. Yeah, when Scars of Mirrodin came back Mirrodin. Out. Yeah, we went back to Mirrodin for the only time.
Turned two people in standard?
I did. I got lucky though. I like the sickest drop. That's what I'm saying though. Like, you know, I've always loved mono red. You know, I played mono.
I love mono red back in the day. During that Mirrodin thing, I was doing the liquid metal coding.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did the fuck that head. That deck was savage, bro. We'll play Vandal Savage. I'm gonna blow up an artifact in response. I'm gonna turn that card into an artifact, blow it up. You're like, okay. Fuck my land. Fuck my planeswalker. Dude, I'm gonna play Koth.
And the best thing about it was semi-budget at the time too.
Oh yeah. Oh, really? Like, man, Cuddle was hella cheap. Every card said Destroy Target Artifact was hella cheap.
Did you see Spencer's deck? I played Spencer's shit. I'm lucky he got Landscrew Abzan.
Yeah, oh, he's playing Abzan. Yeah,
he always goes back to Abzan.
It's because Abzan's sick, bro, and then I get to play Siege Rhino again.
Bro, Siege Rhino, bro. There was like a 3-3 lion for fucking two that like gets indestructible.
Oh, Fleece Mane Lion for Theros.
What the fuck?
You monstrous, and if it's monstrous, it gains hexproof and indestructible.
And then what else was he? There's like some fucking little elf guy. He's he's for a green. And then, like, you can, like, buff him for, like,
Bro, you get to play Deathrite Shaman again. He's kind of...
You play Deathrite Shaman in the Elves deck.
He's kind of shitty because your only fetch lands are the basic ones, Fabled Passage and the other... actually, it's just Fabled Passage because the other one's Modern Horizon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, or was it? Yeah,
it's either Fabled Passage and then you're talking the shit ones. Evolving Wilds.
No, not that one. There's another one. There's another one that does... Prismatic Vista, Modern Horizons. Yeah, so you only get that one. that kind of sucks, but you get bicycle lands.
Yeah,
you know, the cycle the cycles, draw card. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm gonna cycle this, make a mana. Fuck you, value.
Yeah, but the one thing, the best part about that deck, I was all like, bro,
abrupt decay, Astrophy, bro.
I might want to start playing that shit or bring back the rock.
No, it's yeah. So Pioneer looks pretty sweet. I've seen some decks play where they're all like, it's like Earl Grey said, they're all Salt High or Absinthe or black green or red or I think I've seen one Esper deck.
There's a mono green Stompy out there that's fucking
Galta.
Turns to Galta. Oh,
and you know the funny thing is there's so many printings of Galta and they're decently priced. I mean, you can get into it pretty cheap.
Yeah,
you get the full art foil promos.
Yeah,
from like Games Day. Dollars.
Hey, wasn't
there... No? They're around like $10.
Oh, are they? No, I thought Galta was hella cheap.
No, it got up there in price after a while when Red Green Stompy became the main deck for a while, but then it died back down. Hey, isn't there a 3-drop like 5/4 in Pioneer right now? It's like triple green 5/4, and it's all it does or some shit, or has trample or some shit like that.
I was playing it.
Yeah, you used to play it parking lot.
Shit. The Elvish Champion guy?
Yeah,
Elvish Champion. Yeah,
No,
it's not Elvish Champion, but it's something like that. Yeah, it's something like that.
Land of War Champion or some shit?
So the mono green devotion deck right now is... Walking Ballista.
Nah. You still get Walking Ballista back, bro.
You know, right now they're at $88 for a playset, so...
Well, that's not too bad, actually. We got
Elvish Mystics, Landwar Elves, Burning Tree Emissary, my favorite fucking
Steel Leaf Champion.
Scavenging Ooze.
Ooze.
Voracious Hydra, and Jade Light Ranger. See, I love Jade Light Ranger.
Jade Light Ranger, too. Bro, you get fucking Mistcutter Hydra backs. Fuck your blue decks, bro. Uncounterable protection from blue, bitch. Get wrecked. Flash.
So we got a playset of Vivian Arcbow.
Mistcutter Hydra.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Vivian.
Vivian Reed.
$75 for a playset.
That's not bad. It's cheaper than Walking Blist.
Nisa who shakes the world.
Oh, that's that busted ass one. That's the
double
the,
your forest with their.
Yeah. That's the world.
But
war
now,
spark one.
Because Once Upon a Time has been banned.
No, it's banned in standard.
So now it's allowed in Pioneer, and it's got a full play fit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you can. I think you can turn three Galt. No, wait. I think you can turn three Galta and Pioneer, because you're like Once Upon a Time, get a land, play it, elf. Turn two, land. Burning Tree, Elf, and then turn three, play Galt.
Yeah, that sounds about
it's like 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I remember when people were trying to get Burning Tree banned when she was released, because there was nothing like Burning Tree. Nice. Burning Tree into a fucking Mizzium Mortars.
Yeah.
Or...
Well, the thing with Burning Tree is it was value. It was like metamorphosing without the draw. So it's like, it's just Burning Tree, something. Like, and that was broken. Like,
I've seen a lot of guys whiff on the third spell after dropping Burning Tree. But I'm like, man. But 9 times out of 10, you had guys that go, oh,
bro,
fucking Mizzium Mortars.
Didn't Grapeshot get reprinted in standard?
Yeah, at that time frame.
I think so. Was it? Oh, let's check that real quick. So if it is, you just Burning Tree, Grape Shot your opponent.
I was doing Burning Tree.
I know what you were doing.
Lightning, whatever the fuck it is. And Mizzium Mortars.
Oh, no, Modern Masters. Yeah, Modern Masters last one. Yeah, you got pre-printed dual deck is what it was.
So close.
Yeah, Biffle needs some of those myth cards.
Yeah, but you can just like...
Myth Cutter Hydras?
Yeah, dude.
They're hella legit, dude. It's like
how much are they?
Like a dollar.
They're hella.
Might have a whole ass load in the fucking budget box.
But yeah. So no, I think Pioneer is pretty sick right now, but I'm afraid that there's gonna be a deck that just comes out of nowhere and just fucks you.
Fucking
like,
wrecks.
I feel like someone's gonna have Oko. I feel like Delirium is kind of like under the radar right now, but dude, like, just or like Abzan. Like if you like Abzan Delirium, you're just like, cool. I'm gonna mill my deck and I'm gonna mill Creeping Chill. Fuck you.
Well, the thing is right now it's an open field, which is good.
Yeah.
It's a new format, so everyone's trying to find their footing.
Yeah.
It's
like the Wild Wild West, bro.
I'm waiting for a pro
to break it,
to find that deck, because there's gonna be somebody, man. And the bad thing is back in the day it'd be someone like Owen Turtenwald.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
OT.
Yeah.
Triple OT.
He came up with some decent decks, and I mean.
Hey, someone build Abzan Reanimator. Just mill yourself.
Hit
Narco Amoeba, hit Creeping Chill, just burn your opponent for three, gain three, and just play, and then just reanimate Siege Rhino and do it over again. Just do that constantly.
Siege Rhino's fucking pretty good, man. I was reading that card, I was like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I was watching SCG, had like a few of them, and you know my boy Jim Davis. I love that.
Jim Davis.
Oh, sick. Man, you know the writer for and creator of... Garfield,
yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
he plays Rakdos vehicles.
Yeah, of course he does. Mr.
He was talking
Agro.
About that. He was, you know what the other kind
I'm
of
surprised cool? he didn't do Mardu vehicles.
Well, no, there's no point having white now.
Yeah, he was just saying no sword, no the land. And then he was telling me that, or he was saying that on the interview too, he was like, you know, like a year from now, we're gonna look back at this and be like, why are you running that? You know what I mean? So right now, just kind of whatever goes, bro. Play your favorite. Old standard deck, and then when it starts settling down, then we'll worry about it.
No, what are you talking about, dude? Just play your favorite standard deck right now, and then once it cycles out, start playing a Pioneer.
No, I meant, you know what I meant. Like, your favorite standard deck from back then.
Or unless your standard deck got banned, then just most likely it's Pioneer legal, so just go play Pioneer. Yeah. Like, what's the point?
Play your Oko and Pioneer, dude. So Oko's going to fuck up Pioneer, huh?
Well, here's the thing. You think the LGSs are just going to say fuck standard and move towards Pioneer, which is a larger, open format?
Probably. They should just like, well, it depends.
Well,
it's like,
no standard dudes.
Yeah, well, here in our LGS, yeah, but like, it depends, like, per LGS. Like, if no one takes up Pioneer, they're like, you know what, Pioneer's too broken. I'd rather stick with Modern. Like, at least Modern, like, it's kind of the bigger card pool gives it a little bit more leeway. Whereas, like, they're like, nah, keep it standard, keep it Modern, and. That's it. Whereas, like, some, like, RLGS, everyone wants to jump on the Pioneer dick. So just let them, you know, let them ride that for a little bit.
Well, it's
bit,
because a lot of people can't jump on the
modern
tip.
Yeah, it's true.
The tip, just the tip, bro.
Yeah, of course you can't get past the tip, bro. It's too expensive to go down.
But if you're starting, if you start to look at modern decks, though, the average price is around
like $1,000.
No, for Pioneer,
it's you about said modern.
No, I'm the average price for Pioneer decks right now is anywhere from $400 to $500.
Yeah.
It's hella cheap.
Yeah, it's hella cheap. People are getting in.
You're
like
talking
I told
four or 500 Pioneer. You're talking eight if you want a decent modern deck.
And how easy is it for like dudes like me that kept their cards?
See, the thing is with Pioneer, the cards are really accessible because, I'm sorry, a lot of those cards were bulk now that they're going back up. Once they hit rotation and they got fucking kicked out of standard, nobody cared about Siege Rhino. The only people that had Siege Rhinos were the ones that were playing fucking Commander.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you don't need a full play set. You only need one. Full
play set.
Dev's all about it now. Ooh.
Yep.
Fucking play set. New
I know.
Format.
Like I said, I'd be interested in Pioneer, but the problem is like everyone's jumping on it right now, and I kind of hate the crew that plays at our LGS because they're modern players, and so like they're douchebags.
Well, the thing is you're going to be looking for a new LGS.
So I will be looking for a new LGS, yeah. So I don't have to really worry about it. But
any DJs in Sacramento, tell Tony he sucks.
He's wearing his jacket patch for the Demonic Consultants, man, and just make friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, hey,
are you a devil worshiper? Yes, I am.
But hey, wait. I know that logo.
I got that question. I was wearing the shirt this weekend.
Someone asked you.
And somebody asked me, Demonic Consultant, how much? How much is the consulting fee?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
you don't want
$20.
Oh, Jesus.
Shit, like, you don't
I'll consult you into these nuts.
Yeah, right. Don't think you're fucking qualified as consult on vape.
Consult you on the dick.
Look at that drip.
Oh God!
You might say acid drip, bro.
Yeah, no,
yeah. But yeah. So if you played Oko food, sorry. If you all like right. turning,
hey, but you still got Gilded Goose food.
You still got Gilded Goose. Told you that shit wouldn't get banned.
Hey, parking lot. Remember you said the Gilded Goose sucks?
I fucking
yeah.
hate that. I still
you remember that shit? We remember.
Birds of Paradise.
Pepperidge Farms remembers.
Yeah, Pepperidge Farms remembers. Gilded Goose better than Bird of Paradise.
But way better, bro.
I'm fine. I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. I'm with you, man.
Like why? Why? I get it. It's thematic for the set. Whatever. It's just Birds of Paradise. That's,
proof is all there, bro.
Yeah.
You know what they could have done? They could have got Mark Poole to do the artwork for Gilded Goose, man.
Actually, I would have appreciated that a little more.
Nah, he was too busy drawing up that new shitty Sol Ring.
No, that's Mark Tennant.
Trust me, y'all don't know. I'm inside WotC right now. Like y'all don't know.
No.
The closer well,
our next
Washington.
Episode, we'll talk about something that WotC's bringing out, man. That
oh, don't tell us that dumb.
Shut
shit.
Up. We're not going to talk about it right
that
now.
Shit's so dumb.
Speaking
though.
Of which, man, wait we got a Patreon, man. We got a $1 and $5 tiers, man. If you like what we do. Hate what we say.
You want to jump?
Give
on,
me money.
You want to jump on the tip? Like, just come on now.
On the Pioneer dick. Yeah,
I mean, for $1 a month, which is less than your tip.
We add you to
the
DJ chat, man. I mean, they talk about fucking finance. They give out fucking. Hey, we're gonna do a buyout on this card right here.
Straight line to y'all fucking face, right? They ain't do shit. I'm just kidding.
And then they, Well, I've been on the slow tip lately, man. I haven't posted up anything really, you know. Saucy and sexy in the last couple of days.
Ooh, saucy.
You said saucy.
Saucy. You said moist earlier.
You did.
Ooh.
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 Moist.
No, you
said moist. Now you're hearing shouts.
You just
hearing
moist. Shit, dude. That's the other voice in his head.
And he's going, ooh, they said moist.
No,
I'm trying to figure out, dude, did you really say moist?
No one said moist. Why do you use that word?
Moist.
I don't know who said it, but somebody said moist.
Not, probably in your head, bro.
Yeah,
midget in your head. You're reminiscing about that porn.
It's probably why you're thinking
midget.
Midget
and moist. Yeah, sounds the same. Then we got Facebook, Instagram. We got Twitter. I've been off of Twitter lately, too, man.
Is it too much for you right now?
I went on for fucking 5 minutes today. I read Wedge's fucking post. I'm going to be taking a break from doing videos. It's like, motherfucker, you haven't done a video in months anyway. I'm going to be taking a break because my clinical depression is really bad. But every 5 minutes, he's posting up a tweet.
Yeah, you know why he's taking a break?
Bro.
It's because he doesn't want to get caught up in him still not sending out those fucking exit.
But he's not fucking depressed if he's tweeting about everything.
He's the fucking boogie of magic, bro. I told you this shit. And I didn't even know. I don't even follow his fat ass, so I don't even worry about it. But whatever. I mean, who says you can't take a break when you're already on a break, bro? There's fucking two breaks, bro. I wish I lived like that.
I mean, I like to take a break. I wish I could take a break. Pay us $1 million in fucking Patreon money so we can fucking take a break.
I'm sad. Pay
for
me.
6 months.
I want to go to Britain.
I
want to go to fucking
oh,
the UK.
And visit my future wife.
Yeah, send me a fucking sheets and all your fucking stuff. Fuck them.
All right, guys. This is real great.
This is Miss Worldwide, Dolly.
Ren and Biff.
Not oversleeping parking lot.
Yeah. Ren and Biff.
Oh, that's right. His bitch was missing last time.
Yeah. My bad, guys. My
you didn't
bad.
Even notice you were gone, dude.
No,
I don't think anybody did.
I didn't even notice you were here.
I did,
honest.
Bro. I did. Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
I did. I could breathe for once.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, guys.
Hey, dude, I'm not really into like the midgets, but you know what midget I would fuck? That one Russian one from the little.
Well, the little blonde one?
Yeah, bro.
That's proportioned?
Yeah. She looks just like a little chick.
She looks just like a little
like she just happens to be 3 foot
yeah,
tall.
Like if someone invented a gun that said like shoot to like 33% of normal size, like boom. And other than that, I'm not really into midgets.
All right, guys. We'll see you in the next one.
Later.
Bye.
Fucking hell. Look, Biff will come out the closet now about these midgets and shit. See what she did?
Come out the closet.
The midget size closet. The 3 foot closet.
3 foot. Fuck these midget closet.
Prove the agent to stick me in an institute. Distribute sinister business, kick out a winner books. Win or lose, a devil's apprentice without an interview. Minuscule little fools, you need to finish school.
Yeah.
Literal, I ridicule, bend the rules, I'm biblical. Criminal, you imbeciles, tossed off the windowsill. Hit me still, four blades of windmills to get a meal. Chemical general, centerfold, holding my genitals. When you do a mineral, cynical individual. Y'all dispensable, I feel invincible. I flow in intervals and send it chills. Winter cold, pivotal, fuck you, I'm on principle. Guns now is printable, doing critical and clinical. It ain't livable, you minimal, typical, run of the mill, you pitiful. Tend to just vent off the top, not rap. I mean I cut a fucking head off a cop. Rah!
Stab you in the belly. There's a gut feeling, I love the feeling, rising blood up to the ceiling. Impaling friends, bodies unidentified like aliens. Tail by the feds, try and run and hide my alias. I pay dues and debts, but y'all don't have none. Do it for ends, do it the best, do it the death, son. Screaming hysterics, your team will perish. Your girl leaving the marriage, kicking the baby out the carriage. I heard she miscarried, slit wrist buried. Shit gets scary with these sick scripts of dairies. What's your grievance when your wife's running interference? Keep a hawk tied, tearing at your inner spirits. You're bleeding through. Red rum, I need to get fed, I need to get some. Saw visions appearing in clarity, ridden of impurity. Seriously, it's clear to see they're no curing me with surgery.
Yo, live at my barbecue, you weak ass faggots roast. My foes get smoked like a fire breathing dragon's nose. Yo, I ain't the type of psycho that a paddy wagon holds. I'm the kind of shatter bones. Guns are Navarone, Magnum Chrome. Mr. Fucking Hot, I bring the ruckus every time. Kick and punch all in the eye, you could suck a dick and die. Yo, what happened? You was rapping till I swung my fucking axe and took a chunk right at your back and dumped it in a pumpkin patch. Now your crow food, let me show you how a pest is executed. Evidence mess includes the looted from the acid usage. All the rest will get eluded cause the feds are very stupid. Duke, I shoot up, kill your crew and zoom off in a coup de ville. Death is sent with the immense force of pent-up prisoners. Drag your corpse in from my porch, it's left at room temperature. The veteran of villainism with the devil living in us. Bitter of the 666 and the lyricism. Lyricism.
Villain, star screams a superstar. I'm the guy you love to hate, driving sideways in my car. Coming down the street, out the window looking super hard. Huffing on blunts, gripping my teeth like Al Capone's cigar. Beat you with the baseball bat when I go too far. Got a bunch of goons, shoot you with harpoons in the dark. Drag you to the back of the bar, feed you to the fishes off the back of the barge. While my family's still at large, you haven't got the heart.
cause I cut it out. Chop it into little pieces, stuff it back into your mouth. How's that sound? Turn you over to the clown. He'll hold a ritual and then he'll feed you to the crowd. Your time's up, it's your ticket. Me and my whole crew in line to get wicked. It's a sick feeling when you feel you're being resurrecting from inside dimensions with inventions that get launched in space. Villain, I'll split your melon, dip out the building. I'm a fucking bitter bully killing Mr. Freeze. I'm literally chilling with the sadistic steez. Icicle biscuit squeeze, mechanical like a bicycle. Feel right for clip debris. Batman's adversary, pull out the gap, man. Cats get buried when I blast a flurry past his worry. King of the rogues gallery, leave you frozen like a pierogi. Striking a pose like Vogue, no one's as foul as me. Scientist schizophrenic, cryogenic, low temperatures. When my temper flares, people die in panic. The winter's here. Iced out like Antarctica, so cold you need a cardigan. South Pole hoodie, North Face Parka, and Bubble Nautica. Turn a superhero sub-zero Fahrenheit. Like De Niro in Cape Fear, put fear in you, frostbite. Cryonics preserve flesh and nerves. Resuscitate at a future date when the process can be reversed from the hearse. Fucking your time's up. In the box is where you wind up. Gonna beat me in my own game, calling for misconduct. The head bashing rappers, all my enemies are lined up. Better put their brains back together, so I can help them make their minds. Once you find rough, ain't nothing, I'm leaving faces shred. Keep your rhymes sharp because I'm walking on the razor's edge. You know the faintest pledge, bring your death long and drawn out. To my competition of cannibals, all you rappers eat your heart out. Yeah. Eyes clawed out, you couldn't see me cause it's hard out. From the heat that I be bringing, so better relocate your heart out. No man is safe, you would evolve to the combo. Burn the rappers with my combo, no crisp, leave them John Doe's. Just a bomb dose for this killer, we'll leave you scared of right. You coming up short with heat, I call it Fahrenheit. They label me the Joker cause I used to be the class clown. So I took over the world, so who gets the last laugh now?